football doing your head in this summer? Well, L'Oréal Paris has your back. Or should we say your hair? Because every missed goal, foul, penalty and minute of extra time, and don't even get us started on VAR, leads to stress, and stress leads to hair loss. LVE Growth Booster fights hair loss, so you can keep your hair on whatever the score. L'Oréal Paris LVE Growth Booster. Keep calm and keep your hair on. Shop now at Amazon, Boots and major supermarkets.
Here's your afternoon TNB Tech Minute for Thursday, June 25th. I'm Julie Chang for The Wall Street Journal. Xbox prices will go up in August. Parent company Microsoft says the increase is in response to soaring costs of storage and memory. The company said the memory crunch has had a pronounced impact on consoles, which are typically sold at a loss. Prices will go up by $100 for the 512-gigabyte models and $150 for the 1-terabyte models. Microsoft said it'll also sunset its 2-terabyte model. The change follows an earlier round of smaller U.S. price increases in October. Chinese-owned EV maker Polestar will exit the U.S. market after the Commerce Department banned it from selling new cars in the country. The decision marks the first major casualty of a U.S. rule prohibiting Chinese software in new vehicles that connect to the internet due to national security concerns. Polestar said it'll continue to sell its remaining stock of vehicles in the U.S. and will provide access to service centers for repairs. The Commerce Department didn't immediately respond to a request for comment. Polestar says it'll now focus on strengthening its business in Europe, which represents about 80% of its total global sales. And former Facebook executive Sarah Wynne Williams is suing Meta to overturn an arbitration order blocking her from promoting her book. In Careless People, Wynne Williams alleges wrongdoing by executives at what was then called Facebook. She is now requesting the arbitration order be lifted and the process halted, and that her severance agreement be voided. She's also asking for compensatory damages to cover lost book sales and speaking fees. A Meta spokesman said Wynne Williams is using her lawsuit to promote her book and that an arbitrator already found her in breach of her settlement agreement. News Corp, owner of The Wall Street Journal, has a content licensing partnership with Meta. And that's a wrap on your TNB Tech Minutes. For a deeper dive into what's happening in tech, listen to our Tech News Briefing podcast on Tuesdays and Fridays.
Attention all passengers. The Uber ride for Mark and Jamal's romantic weekend will depart in 4 minutes from Platform 6. Your ride comes with a rolling countryside sunset view and a table seat ideal for playing footsie beneath. Thank you for booking your tickets on Uber.
Trains on Uber.